Pope Benedict XVI marked the last Angelus of his vacation in Veneto, Italy this Sunday with a call for an end to the senseless slaughter of war. He said war is the result of men giving in to evil. Instead, humanity needs to tenaciously pursue the rule of law, to refuse with determination any recourse to arms and the temptation to apply old systems to new realities. The Holy Father made the appeal before praying the Angelus prayer together with thousands of faithful and tourists gathered in Lorenzago town square, echoing the words spoken by his revered predecessor Benedict XVI 90 years ago on August 1, 1917, when in his famous nota he urged an end to the First World War then ravaging northern Italy.
In questi giorni di riposo che grazie a Dio sto trascorrendo qui in Cadore.
The mountains around Lorenzago, where the Pope is spending his vacation this year, still bear the scars of trenches built by the soldiers of the Great War. In these days of rest, said the Pope, I feel even more intensely the painful impact of the news I receive about bloody conflicts and violent events happening in so many parts of the world. This leads me to reflect once again on the dramatic situation of human freedom. If men lived in peace with God and with each other, then the earth really would look like a paradise.
Il peccato purtroppo.
Unfortunately, continued the Pope, sin has ruined this divine project. The consequence is that in this stupendous paradise which is the world, there is now room for hell. The Pope therefore re-evoked the appeal launched by Benedict XV 90 years ago, when he asked the nations at war to put an end to that inhuman conflict which he had the courage to define as a senseless slaughter. This expression of his, continued the Pope, is carved into history.
La nota del Papa Benedetto XV non si limitava a condannare la guerra.
Describing the document as prophetic and far-reaching, the Holy Father said Pope Benedict XV's nota did not limit itself to condemning the war. It also indicated, along juridical lines, ways to build a just and lasting peace. The moral force of law, balanced and controlled disarmament, arbitration in controversy, the freedom of the seas, the reciprocal remission of war costs, the restitution of seized lands, and fair negotiations to resolve outstanding issues. Pope Benedict XVI continued that the Holy See proposal was directed towards the future of Europe and of the world, inspired by Christianity but open to all because founded on the rights of the human person. It is the same imposition which the servants of God, Paul VI and John Paul II, followed in their memorable addresses to the United Nations Assembly, repeating in the name of the Church, never again war. From this place of beauty and peace in which the horrors of senseless slaughter are amplified, concluded Pope Benedict XVI, I renew my appeal for an end to war. Pope Benedict XVI's vacation in northern Italy is now entering its third and final week. The Holy Father is due to return to Rome next weekend, where he will take up residence in the papal summer palace of Castel Gandolfo for an ulterior period of rest.